This is the Minor League Report. I'm Tim Fitzgerald with the Stockton Ports, and we're joined by 2022 second-round pick of the Athletics, Henry Bolte. Henry, thanks for taking some time and talking with us here today.
Yeah, absolutely. Happy to be here and doing this pregame here with you, absolutely.
Give us your evaluation of your 2023 season so far. What's your self-evaluation here in early June?
I think, you know, kind of first 6 weeks or so of getting used to the full season pro ball. Obviously got my feet wet a little bit in the complex league last year, and then getting out here, kind of just getting used to everything. So, you know, I think a little slow start the first week or so, and then kind of figured out just what I needed to be doing and my approach. So I think we've been taking two steps forward and maybe some days a step back, but then just kind of slowly working towards, you know, the ultimate goal of making it to the big leagues. But yeah, just kind of figuring out the routine and the daily life as a full season in pro ball. So it's been so much fun though so far.
Yeah, along those lines, compare the Arizona Complex League to the California League. What was the biggest difference for you in that move up?
Yeah, to me, I think the Complex League is like a introduction or stepping stone. So it's very hands-on with all the coaches, you know, pretty scheduled out, meal times, all this. You have cage, this, you're doing all these things kind of back-to-back, getting your work in. And here, you have all the resources for you, but it's what's going to get you ready for the game at 6:30 or 7 o'clock. So I think that's the biggest thing is yeah, you have all the stuff you need to do, but it's really what's going to prepare you to go out and perform the best on the field come game time.
Along the lines of evaluating yourself, same for scouting yourself, knowing what you need to work on, what's at the top of your list right now of the skills you're working on to get yourself to that next level as a player?
Yeah, absolutely. This season, it's been a lot of approach, so knowing what pitches I'm looking for and being selective on going for those and not chasing, and then kind of just the contact rate, getting that up, because I know when I square the ball up, I'll hit it hard and produce high exit velos. I just need to be consistent with that and swinging at my pitches.
You caught a lot of attention from scouts at events like the Area Code Games, the Future Star Series at Citi Field, the Boris Classic. What were those experiences like? What would you say you gained and learned from them?
Oh, all of those were unbelievable. I think the biggest thing for me was those were like the first few events and games where I got to play against some of the top talent across the country. I'd get out a little bit here and there for you know, tournaments in North Carolina and get a few of those games in, but really being in an environment with all those guys brought together on five teams, two teams, or a few groups like that was really just special to see how everyone else plays and, you know, fun to compare yourself to those guys. And then obviously all those guys with scouts, people running the Area Code, Future Star Series, and Jeremy Booth, it's a run by great people who you can learn a lot from. So that as well.
One question I always like to ask a player is where the love for the game begins, especially for somebody like yourself from the Bay Area, grew up an A's fan. Mm-hmm. What's your earliest baseball memory?
Gosh, there's a lot of them. I mean, growing up, I had a big group of friends that we went through, like, T-ball and all the early years of Little League with, so some of that. I think one of those memories, I had a game, like, first game of the season, super excited to play. I remember I had new cleats, new pants, and I got rained out, and I've never been more upset. And so that was one of them. And I have one with the A's that I love to tell a story of, just, like, what kind of made me fall in love with the team and the fans is just a special group. I showed up to the Coliseum one day to go watch a game, and some of the trash cans were on fire in the parking lot, and I just thought, you know, this is a fun spot. These guys are rowdy, and there's no better fans. So that's one for the Oakland people.
I always want to finish with something fun. Mm-hmm. Give me a guilty pleasure, a bad reality show, a song maybe people think you wouldn't like. What's the guilty pleasure for Henry Bolte?
Yeah, I think that on the reality TV show side, you know, I'm a sucker for those Love Island type of just ridiculous dating shows that I think people go on there and make themselves look silly, and we all benefit from watching them. So I think those are fun, in moderation, of course.
Give me some fun facts about your teammates to finish out here.
Yep.
Who's your best dressed teammate?
I think best dressed for the ports right now is Micah Dallas has some creative outfits he'll come in with, some matching collared shirts with his shorts. You know, he'll bring some fun stuff in the clubhouse.
Who's most likely to end up a media personality? Maybe host a late night talk show, be on a sports network. Who's that guy?
I think the sports network side and going into the hitting, Brendan Malone, we're always talking hitting. Him and Colby, I think they could go on together, always talking about baseball and hitting. So, and they have some fun with it too. So I think that would be an entertaining one. I'd tune in for that for sure.
Henry, thanks for your time. Best of luck to you moving forward.
Absolutely.
More of A's Total Access presented by Chevron coming up next.